Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi there, my name is BJ Berry from Berlin. Welcome to 100 Music Legends, with the stories of the 100 most important songs that you most definitely should know. Today, we feature Pink Floyd, and the song, Wish You Were Here. A song that has inspired generations of guitarists. The riff may be simple, but pretty concise. And after a few seconds, everybody's in the picture. Additionally, this song is something like a theme song of a band who made a promise with their very first album that they never kept. At least that was the belief within the band itself. Wish You Were Here had a very distinctive address. That address led to one of the most legendary figures in British pop. His name, Syd Barrett. Syd was an almost mystical figure from the Cambridge music scene, the city in which all of the band members were born. At first, the band consisted of Roger Waters, Nick Mason, Rick Wright, and Syd Barrett. In this formation, the four conquered the underground scene of London in 1967 at a club called the UFO Club. They used elaborate lighting effects and were known above all for their extremely long instrumental improvisations. This attracted attention. They were signed to a record label, and then they recorded their very first single at the legendary Abbey Road Studios. The song was called Arnold Lane.
Arnold Lane had a strange
That's a whole different side of the Floyd, a British sense of the oblique. And since the British are known to be whimsical, the single reached the top 20. And with that, interest grew in these psychedelic rockers. And then there was the question, who wrote these attitudes or unusual short songs? It was Syd Barrett, who immediately followed up with the next single, See Emily Play.
There is no other day.
And here, a pattern started to develop. Intelligently constructed songs with that certain special something. Pop, but it was also somehow still indie. It was so pop that See Emily Play went top 10. And Pink Floyd were now hot candidates for pop star heaven. After the first album, The Piper at the Gates of Dawn, was a success, Syd Barrett turned the wheels even further with the song Bite. More and more, a songwriter came to the surface. But this songwriter had to struggle with violent psychological problems. He was taking drugs. He was facing a situation that was obviously not good. Syd was good-looking and seemed to be the center of the band. He was also a born showman, but he developed more and more into an oddball, with deep-eyed sockets surrounded by dark circles. He just stood there during TV appearances. Sometimes other members had to step in and do lip-syncing for him. In other words, this shining star from pop star heaven had a problem. First, they tried to solve this problem with a second guitarist, David Gilmour. He was also from Cambridge and a good friend of Syd's. At first, he was only in a supporting role especially when Sid did nothing at all. But then it became more and more obvious that Sid was simply no longer functioning. And
we had a sort of style almost of, if there was a problem, ignore it. And it finally sort of came to the point where we ignored it by not picking Sid up one day, just going off with the other four.
That's Nick Mason, the drummer who tells about Pink Floyd's odd style of just ignoring the problem. They just kept marching on into superstardom. They had reached a new peak. The album Dark Side of the Moon was a worldwide success. It stayed on the charts for several years. It was everything the band had fought for. But, unfortunately, they accomplished all of this while leaving their mastermind friend behind. Now what? Exactly. Tours and then a new album. But for what reason? What was their goal now? The record company's dream was clear. They wanted Pink Floyd to go into the studio and produce another big hit. But the dream of the band was gone. They had achieved everything, including success, not to mention the effort that had gone into it. Which is why they left their friend to himself. And make no mistake, the mood was bad. Whereas up until now, one had always pulled on the same string, but the animosity started coming to light. And then, their big break in the 1980s. They went into the studio without any real songs, waiting for the muse to kick in, one could say. And then, it came. It came in the form of a chord that was actually played wrong. Through this riff by David Gilmour, the bass player Roger Waters found the inspiration for the song Shine On You Crazy Diamond, the ode to a friend who searched too quickly for the secret. This song serves as a frame for the album in two different versions, and in the middle of all of it, there was this simple country song that summed it all up. Wish you were here. From the bottom of my heart, I deeply wish you were here now, my brother. The friend who had started this mega career with his brilliant songs. Yes, the friend that had simply not been picked up anymore. Who now lived with his mother in Cambridge as an inconspicuous eccentric. While his four friends celebrated the rock star life on big stages, limousines, and hotel suites. The lyrics of the song are heartbreaking if you know the real story behind it. Here, a desperate friend tries to explain to his counterpart that the high life is a bad, bad place, or even worse than the self-chosen solitude. In reality, it is, or it was, all a lie. After two futile attempts to start a solo career, Sid Barrett vanished back into his mother's house in Cambridge. The band hadn't seen him in years. And just as they were mixing the recordings for Wish You Were Here, the album about their old friend, someone who looked like a zombie appeared in the studio. A bloated, doughy guy with shaved eyebrows that nobody seemed to recognize. This guy just stood there, until somebody finally said, "Hey, that's Sid." Their first frontman from the beginning of Pink Floyd, the good-looking guy, the composer of their first hits, and now a caricature of a bad caricature of what people can become. They just sat there still and could not believe their eyes. Roger Waters and David Gilmour burst into tears. Sid Barrett's two solo albums are cult. Later, a posthumous released collection of demos inspired many artists from the alternative scene. Kurt Cobain, for example, even praised Sid.
On a distant shore, miles from land, stands the ebony totem in ebony sand, a dream in a mist of grey. On a far distant shore.
Although the recordings were only fragments, they showed the genius within his madness. While the song written for him became a hymn, Oh, I Wish You Were Here. Sadly, Sid Barrett died on July 7, 2006, in Cambridge. Before we let you go, may we suggest that you go and listen to the song. It will take on a whole new meaning. And we'd like to remind you to subscribe to our podcast. Check out our playlist on Apple Music and Spotify and make a song suggestion while you're there. Go to 100greatsongs.com and have fun with Pink Floyd. And yeah, Sid, wish you were here. We'll see you in a while.